Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
From Equity Mates Media, this is The Dive. I'm your host, Sasha Kelly. Apple has been secretly working on a revolutionary healthcare project for years. One they started when Steve Jobs was still CEO. And here's a clue to what it's about. Did you know 11.5% of global health expenditure is spent on diabetes? That's $966 billion. Roughly 1 in 10 Americans are diabetic, and in Australia, it's roughly 1 in 20. Every day, most diabetics prick their skin to test their blood sugar levels. Apple's secret project has been working on technology to test blood sugar without having to prick the skin. And they hope to one day build this technology into the Apple Watch. And this will be technology that everyone will have access to. So anyone at risk of getting diabetes will know when they're pre-diabetic.
If you zoom out into the future and you look back, and you ask the question, what was Apple's greatest contribution to mankind? It will be about health.
It's Friday, the 17th of March, and today I want to know, is Apple about to become a healthcare giant? To talk about this today, I'm joined by my colleague here at Equity Mates. It's Darcy Cordell. Darcy, welcome to The Dive.
Thank you, Sasha. Pretty exciting episode, this one. Bit of a moonshot project.
Fascinating. Do you have an Apple Watch?
I don't. I've actually had one in the past and I wasn't a massive fan, but if they got this technology in there, I might have to reconsider.
Interesting. I've so far resisted because I know I get very addicted to technology and I feel like having it on my wrist all the time might be a step too far. But everyone I know who has an Apple Watch is a massive fan, which brings us to this topic today. Apple is kind of already a player in the health space because the watch is marketed as a health device on your wrist.
The tagline is the future of health is on your wrist. And so I think they're being very intentional about saying that this device is not just a wearable, it is really about health.
But Apple has other elements that speak to this healthcare space. What have been some of their pushes into this industry so far?
Yeah, Apple's been dabbling in healthcare for years with a bit of mixed success. There's the Apple Watch itself, and that has a number of healthcare features within it. There's the heart rate monitor, which looks out for a regular rhythm, the ECG app, the AFib history, blood oxygen levels and fall detections. But Apple has also experimented outside the watch. There's the Health Habit app, which they were asking employees to use and test out. And there are a couple of other projects that they've worked on over the years.
But helping diabetics manage their blood sugar levels is a completely different level. How would this blood glucose monitoring work?
Apple is using a chip technology known as silicon photonics and a measurement process called optical absorption spectroscopy. It's a system that uses lasers to send specific wavelengths of light into an area below the skin where there is interstitial fluid. And there are substances that leak out of capillaries that can be absorbed by glucose in that area. The light is then reflected back to the sensor in a way that tells you the level of glucose within the blood. And then an algorithm determines a person's blood glucose level.
If you're diabetic, this could be a game changer because the current means of glucose monitoring is pretty rough. With most diabetics, they're relying on finger pricking that can be quite painful to take blood samples. Others use a variety of patches that are currently on the market, although those need to be regularly replaced, so that can be quite expensive.
Yeah, and one of Apple's goals for the technology is to actually create a preventative measure that warns people if they're pre-diabetic, and that can then prompt them to make lifestyle changes to avoid developing type 2 diabetes, which occurs when a person's body doesn't use insulin properly.
So, Darcy, how big is the opportunity here? 1 in 10 in America, 1 in 20 in Australia.
Well, once you decide to look at healthcare and health tech, the obvious place to start is with chronic conditions. And by far the biggest segment there is the diabetes market.
It cannot be understated, Sasha. As you said, 1 in 10 Americans and 11.5% of global health expenditure is spent on treating and managing diabetes.
In 2017, 425 million people worldwide were living with diabetes.
If Apple manages to nail this, it would change the lives of diabetics and cement Apple as a powerhouse in healthcare. If this monitoring system is added to the Apple Watch, it would pretty much make that device an essential item for tens of millions of diabetics around the world. At the moment, Apple Watches and wearables account for 11% of Apple's total sales, but that number would absolutely surge if this was a success.
But Apple's a publicly listed company. I'm amazed that they managed to keep this a secret, especially for so long. How did they do that?
Yeah, Apple, the biggest company in the world, and they've managed to keep a project this big a secret. It all began back in 2010 when Apple co-founder Steve Jobs directed the company to buy a startup called Rare Light. And they were exploring non-invasive ways to monitor blood glucose levels. But Apple then went to great lengths to keep it secret. They changed the name of the company to Avalonte Health, a name that no one knew was associated with Apple. Then they set up a separate office with Avalonte Health, and the Apple employees were given Avalonte Health employee badges. As Avalonte developed the technology and applied for patents, no one outside of Apple knew that it was actually Apple doing this. And then when they started recruiting people for human trials, no one knew that they were actually trialing Apple's technology.
Apple has a secret moonshots team called the Exploratory Design Group. And this is the team developing this moonshot along with other projects, as well as Apple's health team and hardware engineering and software engineering teams.
Hundreds of engineers came onto the project as it gained momentum, and eventually it became part of Apple's Exploratory Design Group, which is also responsible for the company's fully self-driving car project and the mixed reality headset.
You know, Apple is known for being quite a secretive company and having such a loud splash when they reveal things at their launches, but this is just a whole nother level. Let's take a break, and then when we come back, I want to talk about just how far this technology is from becoming a reality, and also who are some of the other competitors in this healthcare space. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Dive. I'm your host, Sasha Kelly. Look, if you enjoy The Dive, if we're part of your regular commute, regular routine, then do us a really quick favor. It'll take 30 seconds of your time and makes a massive, massive difference to us. Open your podcast player and give us a 5-star review. Write a few nice words and help us be discovered by many other people. It really makes all a difference, and we read all your reviews and love them. A sincere thanks from all of us here at Equity Mates Media. But Darcy, let's get back into our topic today. Apple wants to integrate a blood glucose monitoring system into the Apple Watch, which would revolutionize how diabetics and non-diabetics measure their blood sugar levels. How far away are we from Apple potentially releasing this product?
We're still probably 2 to 3 years away from the product being available to customers, but Apple has been testing the tech on hundreds of people over the past 12 years, and they now consider it to be at the proof of concept stage. Basically, they think the technology works, but it needs to be shrunk into a smaller size so that it can actually fit in the watch. And Apple's regulatory team has already held early discussions about getting government approval for the system too.
But Darcy, they aren't the only company working on non-invasive blood sugar monitoring. What else is being developed out there? Who's part of this competitive landscape?
There's obviously a lot of competitors, Sasha. It's such a massive market, the diabetes treatment and management. So at the moment, there are patches from Dexcom and Abbott, which are inserted into the skin, but these need to be replaced about every 2 weeks.
There's really only two players in this market. There's Dexcom and there's Abbott. Dexcom is kind of like the quote-unquote the Apple of CGM. You know, the high-end premium product does get all the bells, all the whistle, whereas the Freestyle Libre from Abbott is a value proposition. Doesn't have all the bells and whistles, but it's extraordinarily cheap. It's easy to get in the patient's hands. It works just fine.
Dexcom is the biggest one. It actually partnered with Apple and Google in the past, but Apple's now distanced itself.
I mean, look, there's Uber, okay? There's Airbnb, and then there's Dexcom.
Sasha, there's a reason non-invasive blood sugar monitoring is considered a moonshot goal, though. There have been numerous startups, some of the world's largest companies as well, that have tried and failed to develop an effective and affordable system. In 2014, Google announced plans to make smart contact lenses that could measure blood glucose through teardrops, but it shelved that project back in 2018.
But there are definitely still some competitors, even though it is a moonshot goal.
Yeah, so No Labs, they're developing a handheld device and wristband which can measure blood sugar by emitting radio waves through the skin to measure specific molecular signatures associated with glucose in the blood. Haggard's G-Wave technology operates through a similar mechanism to No Labs. And then there's also Graphware's approach, which relies on nanotechnology to measure blood glucose.
Darcy, let's put diabetes to the side, because obviously we've recognised what a huge part of the healthcare industry that is. But the tech giants are actually going after healthcare in other areas as well.
Now, Apple is not alone in its pursuit of those healthcare dollars. Google began organizing its health initiatives under the name Google Health in 2018, and now it boasts over 500 employees. Amazon bought PillPack, a prescription medication delivery service, in 2018, among other health initiatives.
This is a $3.5 trillion market just in the U.S. A third of that is wasted spend, and it's that wasted spend that technology companies are going after. And it won't just be one technology company that disrupts, it'll likely be many.
The big four tech companies, Alphabet, Amazon, Apple, and Microsoft, they're all pursuing a slice of the healthcare market. Apple is focusing on its wearables. Microsoft is focused on its race with Amazon and Google to lay claim to the healthcare cloud market. Alphabet is focusing on its AI expertise to drive precision medicine. And Amazon is trying to disrupt the pharmacy, virtual care, and telehealth areas. Amazon recently completed a $3.9 billion deal for One Medical, which is a healthcare provider. And Google's parent company, Alphabet, acquired Fitbit back in 2019 for $2 billion.
So big investments are happening all across the board. And Apple's investment in blood glucose monitoring has already cost hundreds of millions of dollars. But with 11.5% of the healthcare industry on the line, it could all be worth it if it's successful.
So if there's any technology company today that's well positioned to pull this off and build the trust of healthcare institutions and consumers, it is Apple.
Sasha, Apple is the biggest company in the world. I think if anyone can pull it off, it's going to be them. But a big wait and see here, and they aren't the only one in the space going after this market. So a good one to keep an eye out on.
We'd love to hear if you think Apple can succeed with this moonshot project. If you want to keep the conversation going, let us know. Tell us your feedback. You can contact us by email, thedive@equitymates.com, or if you're listening on Spotify, you can tell us right there in the app. Hit follow or subscribe wherever you're listening right now, and then you're never going to miss an episode again. Darcy, thank you so much for joining me today and talking about this subject. Really interesting.
Thanks, Sasha.
Until next time.
Our business has always been about enriching people's lives. And as we've gotten into healthcare more and more through the watch and through other things that we've created with Research Kit and Care Kit and putting your medical records on the iPhone, this is a huge deal, and it's something that is very important for people. We are democratizing
You have been listening to an Equity Mates Media production. In the spirit of reconciliation, Equity Mates Media acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community. We pay our respects to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today. This podcast is intended for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general advice only and has not taken into account your personal financial circumstances, needs, or objectives. Before acting on general advice, you should consider if it is relevant to your needs and read the relevant product disclosure statement. And if you're unsure, please speak to a financial professional. The hosts of this podcast and their guests may have positions in the companies mentioned. Equity Mates Media operates under an Australian Financial Services Licence 540697.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.